Welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you for joining. As 2023 is fast approaching, some of the major issues many Nigerians are concerned about is 1. Security, the economy, and elections. Already, some political elites are declaring intention to vie for different positions. What do these issues have to do with 2023? That was the topic of discussion at the 19th edition of the Daily Trust Dialogue. An editorial board member and a columnist at Daily Trust, Malam Ilyas Ogadu, speaks about Daily Trust Dialogue and so much more.
I'd like to take the perspective of the speakers and the guests of honors at the dialogue, namely General Abdusalam, former head of state, the Sultan of Sokoto, Sa'ad Abubakar, His Eminence, Tiku Abubakar, and a host of others who have said, look, the Daily Trust Dialogue is a welcome addition to the dialogue we should have in this country. The Daily Trust has been doing it for the past 19 years. This is the 19th edition of its dialogue. So it's been helping in one way or the other to contribute to the finding solutions to the problems of this country. We cannot, stop the dialogue. We cannot stop talking because the issues that challenge us are multifaceted. They are, multitasking too. So we need everybody to be on board to be able to come up. And in this case, Daily Trust needs to be commended for organizing this, for staying the course, because it's not easy to sustain this, but they have done it and they should be commended for it. The issues in this country, we need to be able to engage them in making sure that we get the solutions to the country.
Okay, yes, let's talk about 2023 now. The issue of elections coming up in 2023 and the kind of candidates we have going forward now. What's your take on the kind of candidates we have that have come out to declare their intention, and how do you think Nigerians should pick their candidacy, especially in terms of competence?
I would be candid, brutally candid, abysmal. They are abysmal because I have not heard from any of them the kind of statements that mirrors the situation that the country is. They are just talking because they want to fulfill righteousness, but they are not looking at the issues critically and practically. They are just talking because they are coming up because they want to come up on platforms that are divisive. Religion, ethnicity, taking advantage of those. We need the situation that affects us in Nigeria today cuts across ethnicity, religion, and what have you. We have security issues that come from the social situation that we have, socioeconomic situation that we have in this country. We have economic issues that require cutting edge economic thinking and application. We have a lot of things. We have a lot of things. Our position in the world. All these are issues that have not come onto the front burner. Have not had the political leaders or the political elite or even the so-called presidential aspirants talk about these things. And it's unfortunate because we are talking real situations here in the country. The country is quarter to go. It's on the brink of collapse systemically. And we need people to think deeply, think profoundly, think practically, and apply practical solutions.
That was Malam Ilyas Ogadu, an editorial board member and a columnist at Daily Trust. Let's go on a break. We will be back shortly. Do stay with us.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Nigeria Daily. And on today's edition of the show, we are discussing what Nigerians are concerned about as 2023 approaches. It's no doubt that Nigeria is faced with myriads of problems ranging from security, dwindling economy, and political issues. Hence, one of the major reasons of the dialogue organized by Media Trust, bringing people of caliber together to highlight and proffer solutions to these problems. Another person who spoke at the event was a spokesman of the Northern Elders Forum, Hakim Baba Ahmed, and he speaks with Lillian Ogazi on elections and the role of the media.
The 2023 elections is not about elected leaders. It's about it's a referendum by Nigerians on their country. We are either going to elect the kind of people who would change the direction of this country from sinking to surviving. If we don't get it right, we will sink. And we will sink because we're quarreling about Northern Presidency and Southern Presidency, and it's our turn and it's our turn. And we've taken our eyes off the ball. We are not paying attention to the fact that what we need is a Nigerian president who is competent, who has the background, and who has the willingness and the commitment to understand the solutions to insurgency, the solutions to banditry, the solutions to IPOB, the problem of IPOB, the kind of president that every Nigerian will relate with. That's what we're looking for. If we don't get it, then I'm afraid we're going to continue drifting, and I'm not sure this country has a future.
Okay, now you've spoken of competency and the kind of presence. How can we identify that, especially with the kind of candidates we have now that are declaring its intention to run? How can we identify, how can Nigerians look beyond material things and identify the kind of president they need?
Well, draw up local and regional and national challenges and get people to ask them. Tell us what you would do about these particular problems. We will only vote for you if we're satisfied that first you understand the nature of the problem, for instance, banditry. We understand what your solutions are, and we see evidence in you that you'll be able to do that. We have voted too many people in the past simply because they had money or they had connections or their parties. We should stop that. That's the quality leadership. It's up to the voters, and that's why we are alerting Nigerians. Be careful now. Interrogate candidates. Don't let them just ask you to give them. Don't sell your votes. They want your vote desperate enough. Sit them down and insist. We are insecure. We are poor. We are desperate. Our children's education means nothing. What are you going to do in specific terms? Tell us, what's your program? Who are you going to take from here to work with you, both during the campaign and beyond the campaign? Those are the kind of things we need to do. If you're not happy or satisfied with them, throw them away. Don't put the wrong people in place. That's the key.
Okay, now, you said something in the dialogue about media restrictions. Do you think the media has a role to play in the state of the country at the moment, or is there anything they could do better?
Actually, what I said is that the media has gone crazy. And that means that there's not appear to be any regulatory mechanism that will should rein the media from inflaming sentiments, creating wrong impressions about the politics, building bridges between the communities. I think someone somewhere should apply the law. Media operate as if it is absolutely free to set this country on fire, and they are setting the country on fire. And it's wrong. A large part of the problems we have here have been created by the media. They sell newspapers and viewership and listenership purely on sensationalism and escalating and exaggerating the problems we have. This is not the role of the media. The media should report, should analyze, should inform, should adapt, but not set the country on fire. And a lot of the people in the media are educated people. They don't understand that when the roof collapses, it will also collapse on them. If this country goes down, it's not just going down with one part of the country. It's not going down with a section of the country. It's going to go down with everybody. And it doesn't seem to be the matter of concern to them that they have children and grandchildren, and that the future of this country belongs to them and not to us.
That was Dr. Hakim Baba Ahmed, the spokesman of Northern Elders Forum and also a speaker at the Daily Trust Dialogue on Kidnapping and Banditry, the Dammasanin Bernongwari. One of the epicenters of kidnapping and banditry has this to say.
Well, if you look at, you know, the quantum of money, according to what the government, the federal government is saying, that they have spent more than 10 trillion naira to acquire basic hardwares for the security agents, particularly the military. So if you see the amount of money and what we have now, up to now, the weapons or the machineries we have in fighting either ambulatory or
when you compare
the sophisticated weapons that, you know, all these terrorists have compared to those of the military, then you know that something has gone wrong. So there is corruption. So once you have corruption, even in the procurement of this military or security hardware, then it means that the money was not used properly to buy the necessary equipment for the security agent to fight this miscreant.
So how can we put a stop to both the corruption and banditry?
One, proper audit of all the procurement that is done with this 10 trillion to acquire these weapons to the security agents. Number two, find a mechanism of, you know, furnishing these people, that is, by, you know, you take, let the law take its course, and let whoever is found wanting should be adequately, prosecuted, and also if it means jail, we will now advocate for a jail term of let's say life imprisonment.
That was Zubeiru Idris, the Dam Masaning Bernongwari. On issues of kidnapping and banditry and the need for dialoguing with the perpetrators of this act, Dr. Kabir Adamu, a security expert, expresses his opinion.
So I have a contrary view. I believe we need to disaggregate the phenomenon itself. When we say bandit, what do we mean? Are we suggesting, for those saying that we should dialogue with them, are we suggesting that we should dialogue with criminals? I'm not of the view that we should. Criminality is criminality, and our criminal justice system says what we should do with criminals. Now, if there are elements within that group that have socioeconomic grievances, and we believe we need to address those socioeconomic grievances, then we should address it. But criminality remains criminality. No person outside of the president, and perhaps in some instances governors, have the mandate or the constitutional authority to pardon a criminal. And so if we're suggesting that we should dialogue with them, and by so doing pardon them for criminality that they've conducted, I'm not of that view. I want to categorically state that I don't want my children and my great-grandchildren to look back and say I'm part of anyone who suggested that we should forgive criminality. No.
That was Dr. Kabir Adamu, a security expert. A former chairman of the Federal Inland Revenue Service, Ifueko Okauru, speaks to us on the role of the media in reforming the society as well as education in Nigeria.
Well, I'm looking at education from the perspective of what affects your mind, okay? And if you really think about it, every single thing affects your mind. The media, for example, is a major part of that. What we read in the newspapers, what we communicate to the person who's reading, and how we form the mind of the person reading is part of education. And I don't think the media has seen themselves as part of that whole educational matrix. Some have, to be quite fair, but I think it's something that needs to be a lot more strategic than it is right now. And the first role of educating men is actually the women on how they treat women, okay? And so educating the women that they're inadvertently creating in the mind of the man a platform for not treating women the way they should. And part of it is also perhaps because of what we're all taught. And so, I remember this, it didn't happen in my family, but I know somebody said like, don't you know you are a girl? Shouldn't you dress like this because you are a girl? When you add statements like, don't you know you are a girl, you now start limiting the mind of the girl, that because she's a girl, she has to only act in certain ways. Whereas the truth is, and I don't think that's the intent, but that's the messaging that will inadvertently be reached. So that's also education.
That was a former chairman of Federal Inland Revenue Service. In conclusion, the stakeholders emphasized on the need for dialogue in solving problems in the country and how 2023 elections should not be business as usual. And on that note, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we want to say thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production and it is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, TuneIn Radio, Unity Radio 93.3 Jazz, and on NAS FM 89.9 Yola. If you have questions or comments, reach us via WhatsApp on 091-389-33390. Thank you for listening and bye for now.